Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The sound of wounded NYPD officer Paul Strappolino being saluted as he was released from Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx yesterday. The lieutenant who was wounded at the 41st Precinct is still hospitalized there. He's recovering. As for the state of relations between the police unions and the mayor, that may never recover after what went on over the weekend. John Montone with more from the 4-1 this morning. John?
A violent career criminal hell-bent on killing cops. Police Commissioner Shea says 45-year-old Robert Williams attempted to assassinate police officers Saturday night and again Sunday morning when he opened fire inside the police precinct.
The coward from this morning's shooting is in police custody.
And Shea believes recent anti-police protests triggered the shootings.
You have to be careful about the words you use, whether it's on social media or in written papers or speaking, because words matter and words affect people's behavior.
PBA President Pat Lynch says it's open season on cops.
They're hunting us. They're hunting us.
And the Sergeants Union tweeted last night that it has declared war on Mayor de Blasio. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in the Bronx.